Right there, on the banks of the Waingunga River, is the place where Mowgli's story begins. The story of how a boy becomes a man cub, and how that man cub becomes a man. The moon shines into the mouth of the wolf's cave. The leader of the pack, Akela, wakes up early that day. He scratches himself, yawns, and spreads out his paws. A while later, he hears the dry, angry whine of a tiger. It soon changes to a howl, an untigerish howl from Shere Khan. "What is it?" asks Mother Wolf. Father Wolf runs out to look. "The foolish tiger jumped into a woodcutter's campfire and burnt his feet," says Father Wolf. "Tabaqui is with him." "Something is coming uphill," says Mother Wolf, listening carefully. "Get ready." There is something in the bushes. It rustles. Father Wolf gets ready for his leap. But to their surprise, it is not an enemy. "Man, a man cub. Look," says Father Wolf. Directly in front of him is standing a naked brown baby. A baby who could just walk, laughing. "Is that a man cub?" says Mother Wolf. "Bring it here." Father Wolf picks the boy up gently and carries him to Mother Wolf. "How little he is! How naked! And how bold!" says Mother Wolf softly. The baby pushes his way between the cubs to keep warm and starts feeding with the others. "He looks like a little frog. Let's call him Mowgli." When he walks into the entrance, Shere Khan's big head and shoulders block the moonlight coming into the cave. Tabaqui, the shakal, is squeaking behind him. "Hello, Shere Khan, what do you need?" asks Father Wolf. "Hello, a man cub went this way," says Shere Khan. "Give it to me." "The wolves don't take orders from any striped cat. We listen only to the head of the pack, and the head of the pack follows the law of the jungle," says Father Wolf, showing all his white teeth. "The man cub is ours." The law of the jungle never orders anything without a reason. It forbids eating man, except when killing, to show children how to kill. In such a case, the animal must hunt outside the hunting grounds of his pack or tribe. That is because killing a man means the arrival of white men on elephants. Sooner or later, they come with guns and hundreds of brown men with gongs and rockets and torches. Then everybody in the jungle suffers. The tiger's roar fills the cave with thunder. Mother Wolf's eyes shine like two green moons in the darkness when she looks at Shere Khan. "It is I, Raksha," who answers. "The man cub is mine. You will not kill him. He will live to run with the pack and to hunt with the pack. Now it is time for you to leave." Father Wolf looks at her with amazement. But then he remembers the days when she ran in the pack and they called her the demon. Shere Khan leaves, knowing he cannot stand up against Mother Wolf at that moment and place. We will see what the pack will say about this. Shere Khan is right about one thing. We have to bring Mowgli to the pack council, says Father Wolf. So they wait till the cubs can run a little, and then on the night of the pack meeting, they take them and Mowgli to the top of the hill covered with stones, called the Council Rock. There he is, Akela, the great grey lone wolf, who leads all the pack, laying at full length on his rock. And below him are sitting 40 or more wolves of every size and colour. Father Wolf pushes Mowgli into the middle, where he sits laughing and playing. The law of the jungle says, if there is any dispute when it comes to the pack accepting a cub, at least two members of the pack must speak for him. Those two members cannot be his father or mother.
"Who speaks for this cub?" asks Akela.
There is no answer. Mother Wolf gets ready for a fight.